If you wander back through our woods beyond our old shack, you'll pass into a ravine where the trail is lined with bleeding hearts and periwinkle, sort of a path into our own worldly heaven. It meanders around past the Neshi farm, then turns uphill through a nice stand of fir and follows the pastures over to the east side of the island, where it eventually pops out at Guitar Bob's place near the Tai'i store in the art gallery. I used to keep a couple of miles of trails cleared where I ran every morning in moccasins, carrying a sickle to slash at the always intruding berry vines and nettles. The woods back there stretched unbroken clear to the head where nobody much went but us kids, young and old, and, well, maybe the barefoot bandit. I'd find old homesteads long gone, and I'd collect their heirloom plants to bring back to our homestead. Daffodil Hill was an acre of golden flowers every spring, escapees from someone's ghost garden. The old house was long gone, just a shadow of myrtles to mark its passing. I'd carry a gunny sack and a small spade, dig a few hundred bulbs each spring, then plant them back home, mostly in the woods where it was too dark for them to prosper. Kitty's grave and old Dr. Gonzo's, too, are marked with them up by the shelter I had in the hemlock copse where sometimes I slept at night only to wake up with slugs sliming my hair. You walk over to Tai'i store now, what used to be woods, but got clear-cut twice since I started making trail. You'd find the old farm that must have stretched from the west side of the east a century ago. In a clearing off Tamarack Road was an old cabin covered in ivy, and the ivy was up in the firs, a ruined cathedral of green reaching to the treetops, dark and forbidding like dreams covered in kudzu. Just before you got to the blacktop by the store, there was another house, mostly just a foundation, and some rotted walls falling in on itself. The telephone line still stood where the driveway must have been, and an outhouse which was pretty much intact. The last logging operation, they pushed the house into a pile with a bulldozer, and that's still there, sitting in the pasture now, covered with blackberries. The outhouse they left, leaning into its past. Even loggers get nostalgic for what they're taking away, I guess. Sometimes I think I'm like that. An old fool growing even older now, even more foolish, looking back over his shoulder more than where he's going. And these stories I'm telling you, they're like that outhouse with the telephone line coming in off the highway, its dry-rotted pole waiting apprehensively for the next winter storm. We'll all be gone soon, that much is true, maybe the only thing. And someday someone else will wander this way, wondering who planted Daffodil Hill and where did they go, those people who once lived here not so very long ago. Pioneers who lined their dreams with bleeding hearts and left clamshell trails going nowhere now. The folks who maybe thought their outhouse was a telephone booth, who left a few clues for the next stories of the once wild South End.